the joy that God brings to us from the standpoint of, folks, you cannot mess up God's joy. We have so many flaws as human beings. As God looked at us before we were ever conceived, and He knew that each one of us were going to be His children, and that each one of us was going to have problems in our life. Problems relating to each other so often. He looked at us before time began, and as He surveyed us, we find out that God says, I love you. I just love you. Then as we grow in the human condition, and as we grow from childhood, really the greatest actual contacts I can remember between what God has, how much He loves me as an individual, was now looking back on my childhood. Actually, I wasn't raised. I grew up. But it wasn't because of my mother not parenting. My mother could not be at home because my dad had died and she had to work all the time. But I grew up realizing on the inside, God loves me. And looking back, as I said, on those years, I can see now how many times God protected me. Of all the situations that would come before a human being, I look back now and I just smile, Brother Randy, simply because, Lord, how did I even make it out of that alive? The answer has always been the same. It was my joy to protect you. My joy to tell you about my Son who is coming. My joy for you to understand how much I love you. My joy because of you as my creation. Have you ever thought about it like a father or one of our parents at home? When we've been away on a long journey or off to war, whatever we were doing, the joy they had in our return, the joy that God speaks to us about today. We look at a world that is declared they know no joy except for hatred and bitterness and destruction. If you don't see like I see, we're going to kill you. If you do not worship our God, you will die. No, we won't. Because I know the God in which I serve, and I have accepted His Son as Lord and Savior of my life, and through the joy of that promise, I'll never die. I will be with Him throughout eternity. Life continuing, everlasting, powered by everlasting love that the prophets told us was coming. And God let us understand, when I come unto you in that day, I will save you from yourself, from hell, from situations of life. Because you see, there's going to be a Christmas one day. It's not going to be you as human beings who have declared that Christmas day. Do we know when birth actually took place? No, frankly, we don't. They get the season different and all of this, according to which scholar. And I have learned over the years, When it comes to scholars, stick to your faith, folks. The human scholars so often are not that bright. But the Holy Spirit, the joy of God's love that I have as a Christian and you have as a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, you can have it. Because God says, I'm going to declare that day, but it's going to be the day I declare. I want you to understand the true fact of my joy that I'm going to give you. And I want you to understand what it took for me to withhold my hand from wiping every human being off of planet Earth. I've got to watch my only son be tortured and die on a cross. And I offered him time and time and again. The angels will come, tell me, son. You declare. But there was a problem. The first Christmas was such a great gift from God of joy. As Jesus conquering his own human experience, he had your name on his heart, my name on his heart. He was conquering life for you, for me. Said, I know you. I know all the faults and failures of your brokenness in your mind and in your body. I know you because you belong to me. And I want you to know you are a joy to me to have as one of my children. Joy to the world where God sends his only begotten son that those human beings, all of us, could experience the joy from this life throughout eternity. Don't miss the joy. Don't miss the day. Well, I don't understand. Isn't it the 25th of December? Actually, that was a pagan holiday, but that's okay. Christians have had to take pagan days away. But here's what I do want you to know. God said, I've sent my son. Now, I want you to understand that I'm not interested in the days that you hold. I'm not interested in a special day that you set aside. Because here's what I want you to know. Now, as the greatest gift I give to you for your joy, my joy, every day is the day of the Lord. Well, you know, it's only on Sunday. I hate to say this, but I really believe in the fact of life. Folks, there's as many people on the golf course and in boats somewhere or hunting that know the same Jesus you know when they're doing it on Sunday. It's not the day. Each day, God said, belongs to me. Remember that. On a daily basis, you thank me because that's a day that I've given to you. And not only did I give it to you, here's what I want you to understand. I gave you a perfect day. Perfect day. When you woke up this morning, your day was made perfect. And I don't mess up perfect, says God. So if your day is not going perfect, guess who messed it up? Guess who messed up this day already? If you kids don't get ready to go to church soon, I'm going to skin you alive. No wonder they get afraid and they walk in church. That's the human part of us, folks. I've heard it myself. My mother never did skin me alive, but she didn't have to because the fear was there of the skinning. But you know what I've known? Through the years where you feel like nobody loves you, you missed a point of that day and all those days. Because when you're loved by God the Father, Who can compete with that? When you're so loved that God says, don't you worry. I'll send protection for you. It'll either be my holy angels, or they will see me, your enemies will, standing there. Take joy. The deliverer has come. We call it Christmas. Jesus was born. He was born to die. Do you know that all of creation was never to die? God did not create you and me to die. He created us to live forever. The human condition messed up that. And so therefore God had to come down himself, incarnate, as his only begotten Son. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We are one. But I've come that you might have joy, that you might have peace. I've come because I love you. Now you tell me about a love story. And not a greater love story ever told than the Bible. John 3:16 will let you know that. God said, I want you to know, I'm bringing you your first Christmas gift. If I were to ask you, well, do you remember when you received your first Christmas gift? You're going to tell me, oh yeah, I was this age or that age. I can't tell you that, but I was this age or that age. That's when I received it. I remember that gift. I got news for you. That wasn't the first gift. The first gift given to the human race is a gift that is so tremendous, so great, that God said, I want you to understand the joy of this gift. But it was unspeakable. The gift I give to you, there's no words for. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his gift that is too wonderful for words. See, you see the love that you and I understand in our human condition does not touch the true love involved in that first Christmas gift. God said, I'm giving you your first great present. And you know what he told the prophets of his era, or the apostles and all? It says the prophets of old. Jesus knew them personally. He walked with them and talked with them. The prophets of old told you. Now he's talking to the Pharisees and all that. They told you. The day would come when I would come. The prophets warned you. And yet, you preachers stand there, and then you preach a different story. Or you say, I don't believe the prophets. But then you say, but I'm going to teach you the prophets. He said, you don't. If you knew my Father, you would know me. Because they told you, all the prophets, that I was coming. And you said you were so wise in the book and of the prophets. But you're not. You're fools. For you have changed or attempted to that which is uncorruptible. You've reworded it to your corruptible mind. That's what was given. His gift, unspeakable. What? What was it? What was the gift? The good news of great joy. Here's the gift. All wrapped in swaddling clothes. I've come down. As he's talking to the shepherds in the field, the angel is letting them know. Luke 2:10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Well, you don't look like you would ever be a Christian. But you know, you don't dress like a Christian ought to dress. I never caught that one. If I were to come in here with a robe on just like the disciples would have worn, you are going to say he has lost it completely. He's got a dress on. Why? Because it wasn't your culture. And the Lord said, I look to the heart. I have brought you good news of great joy. The good news. How can you reject good news? The good news. When the doctor says, okay, you don't have any more cancer. Just hang on, no, it'll probably be back later. So you look at the good news, right? God said, I'm giving you good news to the point you need to understand something. Nothing can be bad for you. The day you say yes to my son. God, I brought you the good news. The good news that through my son, you will see me face to face. Through my son, you will have peace, unspeakable joy. No words can express. You will have me as part of you. Merry Christmas. It's called a book of life. When you're reading the scripture and you listen in Revelation to the book of life, the book of life, and you have a book of living. That's a whole teaching. But listen to me. When I said yes to Jesus, my name was signed and sealed in the book of life. I made God's Christmas list. Ha! My name! Right there it is. Right there it is, Lord. When I said yes to you, why can I not then have joy unspeakable? I do. Because the gift God first gave to the human race in the form of a human being was a baby born in a manger, his only begotten son. Do we not understand the agony that Jesus went through to give you and me joy unspeakable and full of glory, joy? It's the good news. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Nobody left out. Hey, you want my Christmas gift? Here it is. Do you realize, folks, and I've said it years and years here, how hard you got to work to go to hell? I mean, it is hard to go to hell because on every day and every second you will see the hand of God working through love just for you, and you need to understand he knows your name. The book of the living deals with every name of every human being ever born. The book of life are those names that have said yes to Jesus. Well, what about our Old Testament prophets? They said yes to Jesus. Oh, folks, don't throw the Bible away. Don't ignore the old. The new happens to be the fulfillment of all the prophets, promises of the Lord through the prophets. It just so happened that Jesus comes on the scene. All the heavens light up. And you can see from the star, it's just like the finger of God from heaven saying, that's my boy. He's come to bring joy to you. Everlasting joy. Joy unspeakable. Now you want glory? You say yes to Jesus. But let me tell you something. When I said yes to Jesus and received His glory, I have caught hell ever since with the world. Well, preacher, you don't preach right. You know, preacher, you stand up there a lot of times and whether you're wearing blue jeans, but you're not in a suit. Now, do you really think that's right? I told you all I was setting aside this year, 2016, I'd go and dress in suit every Sunday. And I believe I have. Not because it puts you closer to the Lord, but it is a good illustration for us to understand that if an individual won't accept Christ when you're in blue jeans, they're not going to accept the word of Christ when you're in a suit. It's not what you bear, wear, or care. It's what Jesus bore. And it's that cross that He wore. And He looked at you and looked at me and said, I love you so much, I can name every hair that's on your head. Do you know that the Scripture lets us know this love, this joy, unspeakable, is so powerful that all of the heavens filled with all the stars that cannot be counted. Do you know that God named every one of them? Every star, everything that's in existence, God named. Lord, I know Earth, we got a moon, and we got a sun. And the Lord said, yep, one day, if you're around in the human condition or with me, you will see me call an end to that earth, to that moon, and to that sun. But pay close attention. Keep the joy in your heart, because I want you to know that a new heaven, a new earth, you'll have no need for the sun or the moon, because it will be lit by God Almighty, my Son, your first Christmas gift. He will glow toward what you thought you needed so bad. It's always been in who Jesus is, not in what you look like, where you were born. You know, I didn't have a choice. I was born white, I think. Did you have a choice of your birth? Did you have any choice whatsoever of what they were going to name you? Don't tell me the story, but yeah, I turned the light on and told Mom right there, here's what I want my name to be. Because you're not on this earth. God said, pay attention. The what is the good news, the when. I love this. And I look in Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. I want to go through these quickly for you. The when, God's time. Folks, you can listen to those people tell you, no, He's coming here, He's coming this time, He's coming this day. You know, they didn't make it. They drank way too much Kool-Aid too soon. That wasn't God's comet to pick them up, to give them a ride to heaven. That was a comet that showed the foolishness of man when they worshiped the stars. God said, don't you dare even worship angels. Do you not know, the Lord says, that one day you will judge the angels? What does that mean? I don't know. But God says, I want you to know how important you are to me. Don't be worshiping the stars. The astrologists do that so often. You know, I just wasn't in the stars. I pray God never, ever lets me lapse to where I would ever make such a foolish statement. What's the stars got to do with my life? Jesus died for me. He had already the stars. Don't have to worry about going to hell. They don't have to worry about being separated from God. And I mess up. You know, I get this picture of God knowing the scripture of, he says, I've named every star. When he starts naming them, okay, you shine long enough. And we see those streaking stars. Try this on. There's nothing that God has ever created that doesn't still exist. Did you know that right now on planet Earth we have the same amount of water that we had at the beginning? It's in different places, maybe different forms. Nothing has changed. Look in your own generation, our own generation. Do we not recognize that the only thing that changes in the problems in our life happens to be the names of those that are involved with the problem? Nothing new about the problem. So the Lord said, I want you to know that I brought you that good news in my time. But when the fullness of time came, God's clock, our time doesn't mean anything to God. God's time. I will come at my time in the fullness. You know, the Lord says, don't you count me being late on the second coming. There's nothing about me being late. I just would that all would be saved. And as long as there's still, as God looks down, another soul that will be saved, God says the time ain't coming yet. But yes, it is coming. The when was God's time, the who, his son, that bundle of joy, as Randy explained one night when we was talking about Christmas and the birth of Jesus, that bundle of joy happened to have been placed in a feeding trough. Any of you ever been on a farm or been around the animals that eat from a feeding trough? It has a special odor. That odor, maybe let that odor relate to your existence. Because in the world there will be filth and vileness. Jesus came, laid in a manger, laid in a manger for you and me. You get a whiff of it? For in your life and in my life is nothing but pure filth. Our minds, we try to keep it from going one way, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in the wrong direction and we're saying, I don't know what happened, Lord. Yeah, we do. We got out of the spirit and went back to the flesh. God sent forth his son. How? How did he send forth his son? Through human birth. Through human birth. Born of a woman. Born under the law. Listen, folks. Jesus had to be born under the law to conquer it. He had to be born of human birth to conquer the human existence. Because he said, I'm bringing you great joy unspeakable. And how much more blessed are those going to be in that day, the church age, what we're in right now. For I will reveal myself to their heart. When they stand before me, they will stand without excuse because I will have revealed myself to them. And why did Jesus come? For our redemption as sons, children of God. There is no male or female in heaven, folks. There's no marriage in heaven. The only marriage that exists in the heart of the Christian outside of this world is the marriage to the Lamb of God. He said, I have been a husband to you. I've taken care of you. And I've come to redeem you. Pay for you. You paid for in full. So that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. God says, that's how much I love you. But Lord, how many times have I drove nails in Jesus' hands again? That doesn't have anything to do with my love for you, Larry. Remember the times when I told you to warn him, but you didn't? What happened? Do you see the brokenness of the families? Have you seen what goes on? Don't you dare stand back anymore, Larry, and not warn. Don't you dare stand back and hold back on my word. For the only joy the human race has is an unspeakable joy. I love you so much, God says. Here's my precious baby boy. Do with him as you please. And we did. The question is, do we continually drive more spikes in his hands? I give you this day, God says, is perfect. Enjoy it. Because there can be no day any better than this day. There can be no day any holier than this day. We got 7 days in a week. Christian, they're all holy. My going to heaven is not dependent on the day that I said yes to Jesus. My going to heaven is because of the great gift, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we ask your special blessing, your special touch upon each. Father, help us to carry your message in our heart through the proclamation, through the singing of your truth. Thank you, Father, for the day. But most of all, thank you for your Son, the first and greatest Christmas present we have ever received. We ask your blessing now. In Jesus' name, amen.